All righty, everyone. Thanks for carrying over with us. This is Project Review with Q. How do you do? Do we have Miss Knowledge here, Asha?
Hey, Keister. Welcome, everybody.
Keister. God, why can I get like, I was really looking forward to some dynamic galactic name at some point instead of. It is thrilling to show that we're all children though, I guess. So I'm good with it. I'm good.
What
you're having fun
so
with
powerful?
It. You're obviously having fun with it. That was some incredible information you pulled forward last show. I thank you for doing that. yeah, so you know, to watch the media track us, you know, obviously the sandbox, the Project Review folks that have come through and that are pulling through in the conversation that I have week in and week out, it's quite clear that somebody's paying attention to us cleaning things up, and we're not going to stop. And that's just the way it is. We're going to get what we want. And I don't have a lot of, I know we talked this week, and so I wanted to have you direct me first, if you don't mind. And then I'll have a couple items at the end. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're supposed to direct me now.
Yeah.
Surely you're overwhelmed with the material you just whipped out. I'm sure.
No, I'm set to go. I just didn't know if you had a song today.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Do I have a song? Do I ever? I love making the bubblegum bands, bring them back forward. Why don't we? In the name of liberty, we set off to the sea. In the name of glory, fighting to be free. But one mistake can set it all to rest. No one sees. And no one wins the game of chance. I need to know, will the sun rise when it's over? Will the sun rise? Will there be a sky? Will the sun rise another day? A simple answer that all of us should see. Let things be what they may be. Open your eyes. Don't think that you're the best. Try to see the light before the final test. I need to know, will the sun rise when it's over? Will the sun ride? Will there be a sky? Will the sun rise another day? And that was Mr. Don Dokken. Hope that started us off okay. How'd we do?
Perfect, perfect, as always. Thank you. Excellent. Love it. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Thank you. Very inspiring.
Oh, I don't know about that, but anyway, we'll get there someday.
You're there.
At least I kind of sound like I used to. I mean, like kind of. So I was hoping the door stuff would resonate too. So hopefully people will recognize that one. But for some reason, that voice hasn't left me. So I should say not the voice. The tone seems to marry pretty well over on the Morrison side. So that was kind of funny to do that one. I knew today when I got going that I had to do a gym song. So anyway. What should we play with? What should we play with?
Thank you. And just on what you just said. So you were Jim Morrison, but were you also Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah. And so your proof is they're both passed away, huh? There's your proof.
Okay.
Always a loud mouth. I'm always seem to be a loud mouth.
Pretty good transition. How'd you make that transition from?
Yeah. Rumor has it Rush and Don used to be friends, huh?
Yeah. Really good friends.
Yeah, still never beat me at golf. Never could quite get there. Nope. Yep. even without ego, there's still competitiveness. It's just this is the way it is. It's just the way it is.
Well, it's fun sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. Golf's a weird game. I mean, it's the only game that you play with sticks and swear at the end of every round. You know, it's kind of a weird game, huh? Yeah. Well, should we get some work done today? What do you feel like doing?
So this week on ForThePeople.space, there was a post called Invisible Assassin, and it was all about the dangers of the smartphone. So you had this brilliant idea for a project for people, and perhaps we should call it MADDDDDDDDD, which would be Mothers Against Digital Disturbance, Distress, Dissidence, Disillusionment, Dishonesty, Disappointment, Deterioration, Devastation, Decline, Deceit, Decay, Decadence, Distraction, Darkness, Denial, Danger, Dehumanization, Delinquency, everything that comes along with the digital phone in your pocket. What do you say to that?
Wow, that's way better than mine. Okay, so MAD, of course, was Mothers Against Drunk Driving, right? Is that the acronym used by Nancy Reagan and so forth? Many others, of course. And I felt that one did pretty good. We got that one going. A lot of people got on the board there. But we have a bigger issue now. And I'm trying my best to find a sexy acronym for us. And so I'm encouraging people listening today that I need someone to come forward and start a project. And I want to get heavily involved in what I'm calling Mothers Against iPhones. Okay, so MAPE isn't very sexy as an acronym, right? So so I need a sexy title that summarizes. And so, Asha, that's very good. That's really good because it tells the story of why we're opposing smartphones, dumb phones, and or why it is jeopardizing our creativity and our reactionary development of humanity. And so studying this over and over and over again and doing my best to bludgeon Steve Jobs whenever I can comes with great honor to do that and great attention when I do that. But what I'm getting at is a lot of timelines. This is really important for Project BQ because when we react to emails that are not proactive to what you want to do, if you react to text messages to what you don't want to do, when you react to everything that takes you off your creative force, your inspiration, that's what stops your projects. Now, and so every creative thing we do in life is a project, right? So if you react to things that are not in your primary decision-making process through your heart, then you're not going to be successful because of the frequency band you're in and the type of human you're in. So it's very important that here, because we're in a lower frequency, if you like that model, you actually, to dig a ditch, you actually, this is one of the brilliant things about being at lower frequency, you actually have to go get the shovel and you have to dig the ditch. And, you know, I beat that thing to death, I know. Well, that's what's so fun about being here is because you're proved to yourself that you are inspired to dig a ditch, dig a well, and you actually go do it. And you go, wow. So there's proof that manifestation exists. And the only thing that limits you with different, not bigger, different projects, different aspirations is you. You're the only one that derails it because you doubt, fear, you need something before you get something, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the smartphones are designed to do that. And so if we could get Mothers Against Smartphones, I guess that would be MASP, and educate people that this is not about good and dark. It's about control of your excitement, reacting instead of proactively going through life. Very tricky, especially, you know, this is very tricky being in media because everything I said is already gone. So we're already guilty as charged. You know, we have a brilliant people making media for us. We look at BBS Radio. They have to react to your needs. They're doing a brilliant job, but that's their passion. So it's tricky to explain when you start looking at these tools that they're saying, what do you want to hear? I'll go get it. And then they produce it, et cetera, et cetera. little different, but they use the tools in a way which complements their excitement. So I don't want that to get lost. We did Dreams last week, and I feel I did a fair job, but everything you're doing is a dream, an expression of yourself. And the phones are a tool for your dream. But as soon as you're reacting to someone else's dream, it's not yours now, is it?
If your Sunshine Mermaid is close by, she had an incredible example of that this week at the arcade. If she's not there, do you want to share?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the mermaid did step out to the seal to go play with seal pups, but I will explain for you. The virtual reality machines that you're seeing come into play at arcades and so forth, and in this case, I believe she was participating in a child's birthday party and reacting. So number one, she reacted to her child's friend and or a child's friend who wanted to have a birthday party. Okay, so first of all, right from the get-go, do we want to go to the birthday party? It's an obligation. You have a young child. They want to participate in a birthday party. Okay. Now, the child's excitement is to go to the birthday party. Is it the parent's excitement to go to the birthday party? In this case, no. Now, we're constantly studying this, and we want to see and then be of service to you, as I call myself, spiritual crash test dummy. All right. So knowing full well, no one wants to go to the arcade except the children. The mermaid goes, participates, and then takes care and looks at things and says, okay, so I'm really excited to be with the kids, but my environment isn't my number 10, okay, place to be. So right from the get-go, the signatures of the environment start to mold to that. That's how powerful you are. That environment will actually start enhancing the negativity you're starting to feel and capitalize on it. So in this case, the lovely child that we all love and everyone loves and the birthday party goers, they'd like to do a virtual machine ride. Okay. Now, we all know that this is mind control 101, but again, to be of service to you, we get to examine it, we get to explain it, and now show you and prove to you that when you get imposed imagery that's not your creative force, that's when you can get attacked. That's exactly what the iPhones are designed to do. The frequency bands in them enhance your negative feelings and adapt to your power. That's really how emotional situations are enhanced through smartphones, through video games, through alternate reality machines like I explained. Is that a good start?
Excellent.
So when we use this in business, it's actually purpose. Got it. God, this guy, he gives me so many orders, but I hate him. Well, things like that are what I'm explaining, that the smartphones in a personal life or professional are just designed for you to not only react to situations so you're not proactively creating, but they're also harboring your emotions because now you're so powerful. So when you're scared to open that inbox on the email, it's actually going to bring you negative information in your inbox. Have you seen that in your life?
I don't really like to open anything.
Exactly. But there's people who want to send you an email, correct?
We can say that everyone probably experienced that.
Right. And so, and so what I did to solve that is I removed my mailbox at my house. And I'm not kidding. And I definitely have two witnesses. So the mail can't get to me. And so I go, okay, so if I never open the mailbox, I'm never going to, well, wait a minute. I went from, I won't open the mailbox. I'll just remove the mailbox. And then now you're saying that's an ostrich putting his head in the sand. I go, no, it's, I just don't really want any mail because none of it's, I don't, grandma's dead, so I don't really get any good mail anyway. So I'm being facetious. But that's more or less what I'm saying is, how do we really own our communication? And so my suggestion is you don't use the tools unless it is verbal. That's my suggestion. Are there times when emails are proactive? As an example, I denounce all texts, by the way. So texts are always forms of reaction. They're not very valuable forms of communication. And at this point, you can't prove that it actually came from the person that's sending it. There's only one internet. One. Now, who's going to start another internet for us? 1,000 of them. Who's going to connect our collective consciousness? I guess that's my job, isn't it?
Well, you already have it underway.
Yeah, but anyway, I really long-winded there. I really want to get, this is one time I might want to be inspired to make a round of dialogue. This topic in which we make a catchphrase. And it's not to impose any specific belief, but why would we not talk to somebody? Why do we need a device to talk to somebody instead of just be with them? Well, how did we get so far down the road that we don't go be with them to be with them? We have to send us a picture of ourselves through a device. Not to say that they're not of value. You get a lot done. But we don't recognize how timelines are being manipulated from our child's point of view. And so that's what I'm getting at, is if we could get someone to create a project where we could get into our education system of what an iPhone is, what a smartphone is, how it is proactive and reactive. And so that's my encouragement. If we could get someone to throw in a project and conception, I'd like to put a body of people around that. And maybe you'll be inspired to make some t-shirts. So, whew.
Well done. And one thing you said was, just to elaborate on it. So when the mermaid went to the arcade because she loves the children and she wants to participate with the children, maybe 5-10 years ago, that wouldn't have been so impactful. But because we're all growing our light so much, the dark actually impacts us more. So the more light you have, the more sensitive you become. And it can take us out for a couple of days. And without help, it could be a week or so if we get abducted or slimed, or, you know, a lot of things can happen with AI. Would you like to share anything about that?
That was well done. Thank you. I don't keep these memories very long. So I just thank you so much for reminding me. As we've matured in our spiritual growth, we're able to feel so much more, as you can tell. And as the negatives have observed this, they've grown to complement that. So we're growing out of this little trickster system here. And they know it. And so that's why the tools are getting more enhanced. Well, in the example we gave, when you get to a certain level, you're not going to be able to be in these environments. So in this example, the mermaid actually knew this was not a good move, but also is so cute. Seal pups, mermaids are very curious. They have to go see what's over around the corner. And that's exactly what happened. Sure enough, smacked in the face. And because she's so powerful, And you're being naive is your power. Being sensitive is your power. So because you can feel and sense and smell so much now, you're standing next to people who have no clue what you're experiencing. As an example, if I go to a grocery store, I put a cloak around me so I can't hear everyone's thoughts. Now, if I take it off, it is the wildest ride ever because I can see the aliens in the human bodies, as an example. Well, everyone's going to have that capability now. And these phones are starting to ramp up that incredible capability you have of feeling everything. So you have the ability to send your neighbor a thought right now. Everyone has that ability. The manufacturer of these phones know it, and they want to capitalize on it. And that's why I'm so excited to find a solution for this. I hope that made sense.
Well done. So do you have a suggestion for people if their light is growing faster than usual, and then they show more? So they pop out more, and they're more maybe a target, more of a target, because they do have more light now?
Yeah, great question. We're making these projects, and we're going to get involved with more and more collaboration, more people. And you know, you have to feel out who's a good fit, who isn't, who's really supporting your passion. Is maybe one way to play with this question. You went from I'm not going outside anymore because I'm getting so sensitive, to now I'm gonna go down the mountaintop. I'm gonna go see what's going on, is how I perceive this question. And I love it because that was me. I wanted to prove that we could go to the higher dimensions in these bodies, and that's what I did. Is I did nothing for years just to prove back and forth going down the mountainside what it looks like. And the one thing that I could standardize is when I came into a town or a city, I noticed that the transmissions coming into my head increased substantially. And it was primarily Wi-Fi or dirty power. And so not only did I have the emotions from other people, I had electrical emotions and or carried on electrical grids. So most cities are in a grid system, a self-recognizing grid system. That's the purpose of cell towers, to self-recognize. Even if you shut down one tower, it'll go around and find the other towers and self-organize. So what I did was starting to press my light through my body and made my bubble. So I created a bubble within my body of light. I didn't make my aura huge. That's not what I'm saying. I pressed my light within me, envisioned and or created a bubble within me, and made it full of air really tight while cloaking what I was receiving. And it takes practice, and I'm ready to train that. But basically, I shrunk my aura and then filled my balloon full of light and made it a rock. Does that make sense?
Wow, that's really exciting. So can you describe it a little bit more for people, where you shrunk it? Was it is the size of your body inside of you, like the form of your body, or was it in your heart? How did you do that?
So the aura is the tough one, because we're so expressive, just with words, our feelings, and much. And that was the trickiest one in this type of human to understand, of why I couldn't be this huge expanse of light running through the party and touching everyone. Well, because there's no the reason you don't want to grow your aura in this situation at a party is because it doesn't have a governor for what you're letting in. That's the That's how auras work. They go, what's out there? Oh, it's you. You're an angry elf. Well, you're letting that in. And so when you shrink your aura, it says, I'm not going to touch the angry elf, basically. That's how it works. I might dab a little bit to see if the elf is got any candy. No, okay, I'm back in. Okay, so you can adjust it all the time. Now, your light doesn't really have any boundaries either, except it's excited to be in your body. So, but because we're lazy with it, we're not acknowledging because the brain is so powerful, we aren't bringing it in. So when, as an example, I command my spirit to increase my life force energy, that feeling is the air coming in your balloon. Okay, so now watch, if you do it with me, watch when we do it three times quickly here. Watch, this is how it feels. This is how the air is blown up in your balloon. Now, this is really just a job about sustaining it in and day out situations. Okay, so watch this. Do it with me real quick at home, whatever, wherever you're at. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. I command my spirit to increase my life force energy. Now, look how you feel. That is pumping up your balloon. Now all you have to do, it, that muscle memory, all you have to do, you'll get to the point where you don't have to do it with words. You'll just be able to go back and forth however you want with it. And so sometimes you want to be just lazy and not have to work at this. And sometimes you have to work at it more, sometimes you have to work at it less. And when you're sitting on the couch, obviously nothing's going to harm you, we assume. When you're in nature, you don't need to press, right? The reason I'm suggesting this is because if you sustain it, you'll never have to work at it again. That's where I'm going. I hope that helps.
Very helpful. Thank you. So would you suggest that people pull their energy inside from head to toe and through their limbs and everything, or would you make it more compact in the core?
I like from the heart, pressurizing you as you want to be. So holding space. I like those words from Lucia, holding great space, being very, very present now. Being absolutely perfectly present is the best tool we have. I am really right here. Nothing outside myself. I'm just right here. That's the best I can do in these words.
Wonderful. Thank you. I've been practicing with pressing with my breath. So when I take an inhalation, I feel my aura, my energy field expanding. When I exhale, I imagine pressing that into my cells and inside the core of my body. And that one really, really works for me.
Breath work is outstanding. Great, great exercise for muscle memory. I love this topic. Keep going if you don't mind.
So a lot of people might not even realize they have a lot more light. And so they're just do-do-do, going about their day like they normally do. And then they don't, something happens. They don't know what happened. They lose their keys. What would you suggest for those people?
Yeah, that's why the sleep topic last week was so important to me. Is it's perfect example. By the way, everyone who's put in projects regarding sleep and suggestions, thank you. We'll definitely get you in the mix here and a conference call soon. The proof of us losing. Intentionally, unfortunately, losing our air in our balloon, so to speak, is sleep, because we go, all right, going to sleep, and we nod off, and then now you're not present in your body, are you? Potentially, depending on who you are. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, because the spirit is inspired to go play.
Right, and then some people, as we mentioned earlier, might not come back for a few days, will they?
That's right.
Yeah, I can't. I encourage that person to reach out to me so I can help them, and or whoever you are. And many people have this experience. So I would like sleep abductions are one of my favorite things. Let's see, what's a Star Wars theme? Sith Lords are our specialty. Yeah, so It is a disturbing topic. I'm sorry, but it's also a great learning tool. And once you hold space when you're sleeping, you can do it obviously when you're awake. So, where we go with this is, I feel, is up to the audience. We just have so much opportunity here to take the healers, take the communicators, take the teachers, and get our little guys, little girls, aware of this, of our collective consciousness is in our bodies, and we're experiencing what it's like to be this version of humans from the day we're born, and now start our education process and how we want to conduct ourselves in life. And so that's my great suggestion is, we use all the projects that come in, start from that point, and not to say farming and construction isn't important. It's very important, but they should all come from that basis, your balloon, right? Your spiritual excitement. What's next?
Excellent. And one more thing on that topic. I've noticed that when you give your spirit, let's say, something to do that's exciting for them, for the energy, it tends to get excited about that. So before I go to sleep, I often command my spirit to rejuvenate all of my cells. And then it gets busy doing that. And I suggest that it does it all through the night. So then it's not intrigued to go somewhere else because it's got a job to do.
Yeah. Would you say job or excited to do something else, right?
Yeah, well, every job I do, I love. So that's why I use that. So it has an experience to play with, to have fun with.
Right. And so it doesn't have any boundaries is how I interpret that. And so we're just beautifully naive. That's our power. We're just like, what? I'll just swim over there. No, I'm going to swim there. No, I'm going to go there. What did you do to me while I was gone? Hey, stop that. I just went over there for a quick swim. You know, that's pretty much how spirit works. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's really exciting. So that's why I'm really focused on, when we get a project, just own it. Don't let go of it. Don't wait for someone else to say, you don't need anybody else with your projects. And I want to prove it all day long and every day. And that if you're going to build a song, if you're going to build a house, and you don't know how to play the drums, you don't know how to cut a miter cut, you're going to figure out a way to do it if it's really your passion. And that's okay if it's not your passion. But if you really want that house built, you will do it. If you really want that song written, you will do it. And I can't wait to be winning your sails whenever I can.
Thank you. Would you like to share an update about Ocean Trek?
Oh, Ocean Trek, yes. Yeah, so I'm having a beautiful time. I wonder, do you feel I should share logistics, or do you think we should keep that under our head?
Maybe dance around it. Until
dance around it, yeah. Okay, so we're getting close here to getting the first vessel ready, and we are going to need crew, and we're going to need some fabricators. We're going to make it. She is a workboat, and so she needs a little more tweaking for the little guys to make sure she's safe and everything. So I will be calling out for people who want to volunteer. A tremendous have already. So don't. Don't think I'm not aware of that. I just want to make you aware of where we're at in the process. The draw for it is quite interesting in its first location, this first vessel's location. And so my great goal is to get a safety officer, safety model for anyone to take over the boat and use it to their heart's content. And so we can all share the resource, yet standardizing on how we do that. And making sure that, first and foremost, we can train people and let go of the resource, yet still get to use the resource, keep it sustainable. So It's really fun for me to explain to you that it's turnkey ready to be a homeschool facility on the dock right now. It is turnkey ready to be a research and study vessel at sea right now. Needs zero modifications for those two capacities, but it needs a little more help to accommodate families and friends because it is a industrial vessel. The reason I'm telling you that is so that now there may be someone who's inspired that can accommodate those needs assessment, and or that's what goes in my pro forma. So now all I can see is the updates that need to happen, and now those resources in my pro forma will be outlined. And now in my pro forma, I'm envisioning these individuals showing up. And notice that they necessarily won't have a dedication to life to this need. They'll do something else, obviously, because there's a short-term need and or assessment. But let's see how we do in our manifestation of my needs assessment. Is it just merely because I'm on the radio? Or is it that someone was already wanting to participate in a project that's like this? Now, this is really fun now. So the people who participate in your projects, were they already envisioning participating in your project? Or did you create the call out and then they participate? It's a very fun exercise. What you're capable of now is to make envisionment systems in script or otherwise. Verbally is outstanding. So when you say out loud in your couch, I need a safety officer to help me support my goals with Ocean Trek, I guarantee you they'll show up. Okay, just try it in your personal life. I command my spirit to communicate to the world. It will actually happen. Take great care when you do that. Do not abuse your powers. Take great care when you do it, and if you do it with love, it will happen. And so with that, my encouragement today is to use a model that I've done with many, many one-on-one people, many soldiers who've been traumatized, many people who've gone through incredible experiences, taught me their experiences and helped me with the following model for developing the future for yourself that I guarantee you works. And forgive me, it's a little redundant for the legacy listeners. take a notebook, college rule notebook paper, and draw a line down the middle. And about four lines from the top, draw a line across it. And so you're making a T. On the left side of your T, you're going to put P and or the past. The middle line will be called N and or neutral. And then the other side of the T will be F and or future. On the P side, that whole line, that whole column, write in what you don't prefer in your life. What you can't do, what you don't want to do, everything you do not prefer in your personal life, professional life, it doesn't matter. Put them all on that list. Make it humongous if you wish. And when you're unsure about things, go ahead and write that kind of in the middle of buffering the neutral. So in the middle line, you'll say, I'm unsure if the sky's blue, whatever it is. Okay. And then on the future side, on that column, write everything you want to show up in your life. Everything. Just make that the most robust column you can. Make them bodacious. I can't wait to fly a spaceship. I don't care what it is. All right. And what you're going to find, the way the mind works, is that it is, if you're having trouble proactively creating your future, you're going to notice the column in the P and the column of neutral are going to be robust. And if you're only focused on the future and your creative force, that's where you want to put all of the thoughts in your head. and or your imaginary system. So if you have doubt, it's going to be, I can't do this because my ex-husband's not going to let me travel with the kids. That would be on the P side, because I want to go live in Barbados. I want to go live in Barbados is on the future. In the past would be, that guy's going to let my kids go out of the country to live with my new husband. That would be in the past, right? So why would we have a fear of living in Barbados? Because our mind tricks us into sustaining the past. Does that make sense?
Yes, and also the mind thinks it has to know how to do it or how to make it happen. But what you're saying is just be aware of what you want and it'll happen.
That's right. So this next round of sandboxers and performers coming, as I'm calling every week, I'm reaching out. Keep your, what I'm calling prescriptions. BBS and I had a laugh about that. Prescriptions up with BBS Radio. And we'll get to you. But now with your pro formas, it's very important. Stay with me now. Even though we may not have put your group through recently, now in your pro forma, can you please make me a T that has the doubt, what I can't do, what I thought I should do, the steps I need to do on the P side, the past, and the neutral and the future. So if you could all make those, incorporate those in our pro formas, I'll do my best to get Asha one of mine, a legacy one. I have successively did this exact exercise 2 years ago to put it to test, and every single thing on my list came true. Every single thing. And there wasn't a short list. So anyway, that's my suggestion going forward.
Thank you. Awesome.
Now, yeah, so if I get that, I can actually be of more resource to you as a counselor or a coach or a consultant. So that's, and all you business owners that have failed businesses, please bring your projects forward. And I'll help you pump up the tires, but it's up to you, obviously, to really know what your passion is. I hope that helps. What were you going to say, Asha? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, I apologize for interrupting you. You had some incredible successes with what you've just described, things that no one would imagine was possible. Like, no way is that going to happen. And it just happened without you doing anything but writing it down. That was all you did.
You mean like at the border of Canada?
Oh, everything. There were like five different things. I'm like, no, there's no way that can happen. But it did.
Yeah, it's just wild to... Yeah, I'll give you a quick little version. So I'm excited to help people. I'm excited to do one-on-ones. And I just start meeting people. And I started learning about all the needs that you all had. And I'm saying, well, why don't we start Project Review? We just got to do something to get to cover more ground. Because I just talking to one person an hour, I realized I did not feel effective. And the more people I got through, the more I realized they were there to help me. And of course my team shows up. It's just amazing. And I'll hope I'm a good team member for them. And so that resource and collaboration, when you all have the same passions, not every day, but when you all envision it, it just catapults. So in my case, I have, you know, no way to see and do things like I used to. But I'm still excited to talk to people and help them. It just catapulted because I just wanted to help them. And they didn't necessarily want to help me, but they're like, wow, that's pretty cool. And it just amplifies. And this is a really good definition of ascension. This is some of our horsepower. Sorry to get so long-winded there.
That's perfect. And that does sort of answer your question. Does everything you need exist before you ask for it? And it seems like absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's what the T, there's many different tools, I'm sure. You can find others for yourself. But that's my suggestion. And now when you write your T and you now read it out loud to other people, future obviously is where you want to focus. If you only put your attentions towards the future, say it out loud. I want to live in Barbados, an example. I can't wait to live in Barbados. it's these people are going to, now when you go to the coffee shop and you hang out with the bros, you say, man, I just really want to live in Barbados with my daughter. They go, wow, that's cool. So the more we collaborate is the horsepower we have as consciousness. What do you say?
I would add, that's beautiful. I would add that when we're collaborating, it's as if it's already happening, which is takes it to the next level. So the minute we start talking, the team just explodes with making even more happen. So it's the being in the moment with the excitement of it's already happening would be, for me, even more powerful.
Yeah. Okay. So the one item that's consistent with our dream conversation last week is, if you can see it, it's already, you already created it. And if you can see it through your mind's eye, it already exists in your reality, but you haven't recognized it yet. Okay, and that's how powerful you are. So if you're dreaming of a pink elephant, in my case, it's a purple dragon, while I'm eating frosted mini wheats with a silk pajamas. No shirt, of course. Dragon really likes me, sexy. But it's an inside joke, everyone. Anyway, he's always going to be my little brother. He's just always going to be my little brother. Anyway, and I wonder how that works. How come he's always my little brother? Anyway, the more you see it, even drawing it, and so that's what I'm encouraging the communicators, these great communicators, to come forward. Finding as a drawing methodology that's, a lot of people aren't comfortable drawing and or don't feel they're good at it. But that is super powerful, to draw things. Coloring, really powerful. And so now you've taken your dream, your vision, your goal, whatever you like, and now you've put it to paper. Now it actually exists. And I'm not kidding. Now, are you going to realize it here or somewhere else in time? Space, there's no such thing as time and space. And so that's the purpose of the call today and what I wanted to transfer to you. Forgive me if this is redundant for a lot of you.
It's always good to hear. And it's interesting. I did read a story about an Air Force plane that they realized that their wheels were locked, and one of them had actually fallen off when they went down and checked because there was something wrong, red light. And so there was a guy in the back, and he started drawing the wheels coming out. He just drew the plane with perfect wheels and landing perfectly. And that's exactly what happened. They couldn't figure out how they did it because there were no wheels that came down. So this is an illusion. This is a dream we're having. And how do you want to paint that dream? Because whatever you decide, that's what's going to happen. And if we get into fear, that's what's going to happen. If you get into excitement, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a tricky little study you just brought up. Is if you don't have emotions prior to being in these bodies. So that's what's kind of disappointing about the RV. Everyone's so excited about getting a reevaluation of means of exchange. Notice that has nothing to do with the excitement of your projects.
Nothing.
Okay. I can't wait to have an RV. Then I can go create the Mona Lisa. It's obviously a trick, everyone.
And the reason why it's a trick, because it's outside of yourself.
That's right. And so not to say we're not due for another tool here. Don't get me wrong. And getting a little more educated on our values and our metrics. But obviously somebody's trying to get us to go on another system. And there's some good guys trying to get you to be aware of that. And there were the attacks on the bad guys to try and get you on Bitcoin was brilliantly done. Brilliant. You have no idea how close everyone was to, if you don't get your shot, you don't get your $1 million. That was a strategic plan to undermine that. It's brilliantly done, not to get on our political structure today. It must have to do with November. November is a really tough month for me, right?
Do you want to tell them why?
Well, let's see. You slaughtered a race of beings and gave them casinos, number one, in the month of November. And then you murdered all my friends and family and myself. And so Yeah, it's a little touchy. And by the way, the body I was born in is the same day that was created to bomb the trade centers regarding money. So I'll leave that as another story another day. But you know, the World Trade Centers were designed to be a token of my excitement here. And I'm sorry to say that, but it was exclusively for many people, many, many, many people, all of us to show, pretend who's in charge here. But they picked a key date to do that on, is all I'm saying. And thank you. I'm just so proud of the architects and engineers for truth. They've done a brilliant job, and I hope they're successful going forward. But I think you're going to have to take the court down system down first. So it's my encouragement.
And a lot of that is happening very quickly. You can see it in the news.
Yeah, it's just rigged. And I had anticipated this to be solved in public eye, obviously, right before COVID. And it was almost done, whatever COVID is, by the way. That's a catchphrase. So in history, we have the Black Plague, and now we have COVID. COVID's kind of sexier, though, isn't it?
I don't know what to say about that.
It's just like, we'll buy anything. So I was watching, I know we're running out of time. Watch the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the one made in the 80s. They got everyone to put gas masks on and run away from where the benevolent aliens are going to run or land, right? Notice they communicate with the Earth people with harmonics. Quite interesting, huh? Right. But they got everyone to put a mask on, pretending there's this gas. It's exactly like this propaganda we just saw. It's just we're just so gullible. I love it. I really love being naive.
It's one of our powers.
It really is. They wouldn't do that, would they? Oh my gosh, they did do that. You guys better stop that. You guys better stop that. Why are you doing that to us?
That's not nice.
I'm working on the character on Mad TV, Stuart. Oh my God. And I don't know. You have a lot of visibility with comedians at one time, but I really do love the one catchphrase. Look what I can do. Anyway, I had fun today. Let me get a couple. I got very short time here. Let's see. The builders, we've talked about community. Let's see. Local government rebuilding in Escondido, Pinyon Pines area. Please send us in a message. What would be a good time to contact you next week or the following week? The individual out of, and I think it was Pinyon Pines as well. Forgive me if I got those locations right. Trying to keep your identity private. The builder, Canadian builder out of Idlewild. Could you participate with that group too? I think we're ready to catch up with you guys and start pushing on your projects there. And have a few other that are going to join us potentially. Anyway, I think that's it for today. Anything else, Asha?
Awesome, Keister. You did a great job. Thank you so much for putting this all together for us. And I love you. And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, everyone, for following. Keep the prescriptions up so I can get a hold of you. My love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Bye-bye. Blessings.